This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNN ratings, oh my gosh. Oh, solo me. Woe is me. That's all I can say. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Fox, number one for 197 months straight. That's right. That's right. I'm part of that. I'm part of that there. Yoo-hoo. Let's see. In the latest ratings disaster for CNN, they lost another 25% of their viewers. Fox has 10 of the top 15 shows and even holds the number one spot in the younger key demo. The public is loudly rejecting CNN. CNN's got to make some changes, and they got to bring people over there. I mean, it's honestly, it's an opening for me. I could probably get a show at CNN pretty quickly. I just, philosophically, it's tough for me to go do something. Even if they give me a fat deal, it's philosophically difficult for me to want to do a show over there because the producers, and these are people that have no ideological, they're no ideological match to me whatsoever. They would be trying to sabotage the show. That's not good. And what about Netflix? If you guys, I'm telling you right now, I will be done with Netflix at the end of June. The only reason why I haven't bothered with them is because I've been traveling a lot. And I don't know how long it's going to take me to cancel them, get another service that I, you know, like. But and I mentioned before, I'll probably go to Hulu. But if you guys have suggestions, let me know. KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. I'm sick of these left-leaning folks. I want to do some numbers here because I have something up my sleeve. I'm not going to broadcast it right now, but I have something up my sleeve. So here we've got Netflix, 125 million people, subscribers. Now, 125 million subscribers. Average of $10 a person. So this company makes $1.2 billion a month. $1.25 billion. Now let me take out that five. $1.25 billion a month. No wonder they can produce all these different shows and movies and stuff. So I want to think of Tea Party Community, which my hope is to have 50 to 60 million people over there, maybe more, at some point. And I hope in the very near future. But let's say I've got 60 million people in Tea Party Community. And every one of them is paying 10 bucks a month to be a part of it. That's just for the sake of discussion. But what you get is you get free downloads of conservatives' music that, you know, we pay them a percentage. You get free downloads of movies. Or maybe for another couple of bucks, we give you a couple extra things. But the point is, we could easily put these guys... We could distance ourselves from them in so many ways. We would never have to pay attention to any of their strangleholds on us. We could say to the Hollywood industry, I'm never going to a theater again. The only thing I'd ever go see is a film made by a conservative team. And most likely you might even say, we just are streaming service to let you watch it from the comfort of your own home. Who knows, though? Maybe we set up a whole new chain of theaters that are geared towards wholesome movies. Something like that. I don't know. But I'm just saying, when you have that many people gathered together for a common cause, what can you not accomplish? It's awesome to think about. Wow. The power of that. So I have friends, very good friends, 5 Grammys between them. They started a band. It was the most amazing music. Took it to Glenn Beck. Nothing happened. Here's my point. If I had 60 million people and I said, guys, I'm going to get this out there. We're going to feature your debut, song. And they sold 200,000 out of 60 million. That would be more money than they'd make on a 360 deal from Sony. Say it was a $2 download. These guys make 400, 500 grand. They'd be ecstatic. And then if it grew... And it stayed on the conservative version of Billboard, right? So we tracked it. Not Billboard, we track it. We see how it's doing relative to other conservative music. We could be done with these clowns. We shouldn't be We're paying for whether it's Geico insurance or Progressive, whether it's Netflix or whatever. All these lefties own us in some way, and we are financing them to go out and do and say whatever we want. You're part of cable. Think about it. Cable is the reason why you have 500 stations of nonsense that you never watch. And they wrap this stuff, give these guys seven-figure deals, all because they have you captive to cable. Cable to me is like college education. You only want to watch certain shows. So in college, you only need certain classes for your actual degree. But they say, no. You're going to get this junky stuff, too, because we got to figure out a way to pay for it. So they wrap it all together. How did we end up in the housing crisis? They took good loans, they wrapped them with a bunch of crappy loans, and soon the crappy loans outweighed the good loans, and that was the end of it. That's true of your college education. That's true of your cable. How many channels do you actually watch for cable? Seriously. If you watch 20 channels consistently, you're completely abnormal. But how many do you have? Hundreds. You have them in Spanish. You don't even know Spanish. But you got a whole plethora of Spanish. Why? Because you're subsidizing all those Spanish channels. Now, if you're learning a language, the Spanish channels are great. Maybe you say, hey, when you give me my white boy channel crap, can you throw in a Spanish, something in Mexican, so I can learn that language because I'm learning it? That's fine. But no, they're forcing you to take all these Spanish stations. Practically everything you watch, double your cable, is in Spanish. I think I'm kidding. I bet you a third of your channels are Spanish. Then you got, you know, Telegon, and you got, Hindi, you got French, you got whatever. Because it's all international. Do you want it? No. All the sports channels, do you want those? Not necessarily. You know, how many sports channels do you have? How many gay, lesbian channels? You know, BET and all these other statements. What, did you want this crap? I haven't watched the BET show. I don't believe ever. And it isn't that it's black. It's mostly the stuff that's on there is too cheesy. So, but that's where we are. So, CNN rejected. Netflix losing membership, I think they said, down a couple hundred thousand. Is it going to hurt them? No, they got millions of subscribers. But in the long run, it could. And certainly, if there's a competitor, who believes that Netflix won't eventually get a competitor? Somebody out there is thinking about something creative. And it happens to be me. Maybe there's somebody else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's do a catch-all segment because, man, things have moved so quickly. We're missing stuff. I want to play what Andrew McCarthy, just to start off. I want to play what Andrew McCarthy said about Democrats being embarrassed about what they've done. This has to do with Russian collusion. By the way, you're going to watch the ebb and flow of Russian collusion. It's going to be a fun story for you. And here's why. When the Democrats don't have anything to say, they'll bring it up a little bit. Like right now, bring up Russian collusion with the announcement of this economy. Bring it up. You know, what they've done now is they're playing a game of, you know, Trump is a racist and all these other things. And, oh, Nancy Pelosi says the economy, it may be good, but it's still, you know, all these other prices are going up. They're looking for anything, grasping at straws beyond straws. And it's so easy to get them because all you got to do is remind them of what Obama said. In fact, let's tell them what Obama said was a new normal. And, when you heard that clip about him saying to the in Indianapolis that Trump's going to need a magic wand, it was a black guy who asked him the question, and he was talking about steel tariffs. You know, steel is an industry. And so I want you to hear the full answer of Barack Obama and the full question, rather, because we all know what Barack Obama said. So here that is. Then I'll come back and play some of the other things we've got.
Donald Trump came to Indiana and talked a lot about what happened with the Carrier Corporation and shipping their jobs out of state. Here's someone who worked for Carrier, and he has a question for you.
How you doing, Mr. President?
How are you?
My name is Eric Cottenham, and I'm representing the Steelworkers Union, Local 1999, and I'm trying to find out what do we have left for us. All of our jobs are leaving Indianapolis, right? And I see here you're doing a lot of things, but in Indianapolis, there's nothing there for us. I mean, what's next? I mean, what can we look forward to in the future as far as jobs, employment, whatever? Because all of our jobs have left or in the process of leaving, sir.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. But I got to tell you that the days when you just being willing to work hard, and you can now walk into a plant and suddenly there's going to be a job for you for 30 years or 40 years, that's just not going to be there for our kids.
That was Barack Obama's optimistic message to this young black man who's saying, what have you done? Barack Obama doesn't have an answer. He says, what's he going to do? Negotiate a better deal? How's he going to do it? And he does it. Okay? Then when you start bringing up, look at the leftists while Donald Trump's talking about tariffs. The tariffs is going to create a trade war. Please explain. A trade war is what's going to keep that man his job. I've told you guys. Do you really believe it's cheaper for us to get metal, heavy, one of the heaviest objects on earth, shipped from another country at a less expensive cost than we should be able to make it locally and get it to wherever we're going? That is ridiculous. We take out the biggest part of... Okay, think about steel manufacturing. They manufacture it. They've got to put it on rail or trucks to take it to the dock. They take it to the dock and they load it up on ships and containers. They take that ship across the ocean. It goes to another dock where it's unloaded. It's then put onto 18-wheelers or rail to be shipped to either on-site or distribution center or to the site where, on-site or the distribution center. Are you going to tell me that the logistics of that is easier than just manufacturing it and then the trucks where you're shipping it to and manufacturing close to a railway yard where you can put it right on the rail or ship it directly? That's less expensive. If you can't ship steel or aluminum or lead cheaper from the location, shame on you. And what's funny, and I use this all the time because what that clip showed you is just how dumb Barack Obama was. Trump went, I'll take care of this easy. And he saved Carrier. Did anybody interview Barack Obama and say, well, hey, you said it was going to take a magic wand? I'd love to get your take right now, Mr. Former President, on what just happened. But he doesn't do it. Nobody interviewed him for that. I'd love for somebody to go to Barack Obama and say, you were asked a question about steel and those jobs leaving the country. Donald Trump is putting a tariff on steel. I'd love to get your take on, do you think that's a good idea, bad idea? Now, before you answer, remember, Mr. Former President, that Donald Trump didn't need a magic wand to save Carrier. Please give us a response. And then he says to this guy, your hard work isn't going to pay off anymore. You're not going to be able to walk into a factory, walk into a job with just your gusto, with just your initiative and get a job. Those days are over. Anyway, that's what we'll talk. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. The other thing I want to talk about is this. Associated Press says this, that the decision, Supreme Court rules narrowly for a Colorado baker who wouldn't make same-sex wedding cake. Now, here's what I hope happens to this baker. I hope this baker sues those people that sued him and gets all his money back. And I hope he, this would be karma. So don't act like, oh, Kevin, you're being mean-spirited about it. I hope that whatever they deserve for forcing somebody to make their silly so-called marriage cake, I hope they get everything they deserve, that karma shines down whatever she decides to bring on to them. Okay? But here's what's interesting. Narrowly is defined as 7-2. So Britt Hume tweeted this out. He says, maybe they meant narrowly to mean it applies to only cases where the product in question has such a creative and therefore personal component that a religious exemption from anti-discrimination laws would apply. I mean, quite frankly, who are the two who dissented? To force someone to give you a product or service when they disagree with you religiously. Here's what I can tell you about this if you want to give it the would I do otherwise test. Would those two have voted against it if it had been Muslims? You know the answer. I don't need to give it to you. See, this is why I can't stand leftists. I'm reasonable. You are as well. If you want to convince me, Kevin, everybody should have to do something. You know, if you provide a service, no matter what that service is, you should have to do it no matter what. We could begin the argument there. And I would say, great. So would you, as a member of the Ku Klux Klan, want to have to go to a surgeon who, or if you were black, would you want to go to a surgeon if he was dressed in a Klan outfit? Would you want, because the implication is that there is no freedom of choice or freedom of mobility. That's the only cake baker. And, oh, by the way, a government cake baker, and you will use this cake baker no matter what. I don't want to be forced to do anything. I can choose my restaurants. I can choose who I hang out with, my friends, and everything else. Why are you making me choose that? Got to leave it there for a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House. Well, many of the players said they were not going to show up and instead do other things in the city of Washington, D.C. In return, President Trump canceled the invitation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has more from the White House today.
There were 80 members of the Eagles organization that RSVP'd and committed to attend this event as recently as Friday, as well as over 1,000 fans of the Eagles organization. And the Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour. And the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that, and therefore we changed the ceremony.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he's canceling the Senate's plan for a four-week recess in August, because they got work they need to get done. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Warn often of the signs, the things you need to look for when you're questioning yourselves, when you're saying, Kevin, I'm not sure about these midterms. Kevin, will black people ever wake up and stop voting just for the Democrats? And all the other things. Kevin, what's going to happen in this Russian collusion? You think anybody's going to jail? Is Donald Trump in trouble? I'm making fun of you because you deserve it. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is merely the manifestation of all the things that you've been wanting to occur for the last few decades. And finally, you got the nerve. You voted for the outsider, you put him in, and then, oh ye of little faith, you don't trust. You're not sure. You're like, Kevin, I don't know, man. What are you thinking, bro? You remind me of Bill Paxton in Terminator. I mean, in Aliens. You remember? Man, they're going to kill us. I didn't sign up for this, man. He was the worst Marine in that movie. Yeah, you got to trust. Trust your... No, not your instincts. Trust your training. That's what you've been here for. What do you think I've been doing all this time? The Black Sphere University, Kevin Jackson, the chancellor, the professor, teaching all the classes. I know there's another dude out there, a chubby white dude's got what he calls the EIB network. He don't do no learning like you get here. Especially on your English and stuff. And bring your Terrans. I'm just having fun with them. Come on. My producers always get scared when I go off the script. Kevin, you're off the teleprompter. Yeah, I am. And I'm going big. It's huge over here. I go off the teleprompter because you need it. Just telling you, man. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. There are signs all around you that things are changing. I talked the other day. My buddy Adam Baldwin, he's a movie star. He says, Kevin, I'm at a comedy club. A-list comedians, hardly any of them are doing any anti-Trump stuff. I was surprised. The few who ventured into those blood-filled, shark-infested waters found themselves panicking. The audience didn't respond the way they wanted. You know, that's a shock to Adam. He hadn't been out in a bit. Amy Schumer, a third of her crowd, walked out when she went anti-Trump. Her movies are flopping. Hollywood is in triage. If it weren't for superheroes, they would be starving to death there. Donald Trump may have a movie soon. They may be making Trump films. Hey, all hail Donald Trump. Thankfully, Donald Trump is president. We're so glad Hillary didn't make it. Wait till you see the new crop of 2019 films after these clowns lose in November 2nd, 2018. Wait till you see the films. We love Trump. What did we miss? Who? Obama who? We should do a thing to tell people, give us your film title after the Democrats don't gain control of the House. And in fact, the Republicans increase their seats in the House and control the Senate, and Donald Trump's approval ratings are in the 60s. What do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to be more of the Kanye effect? What shock was that for people? Oh my gosh. A black celebrity supports Donald Trump openly. He wasn't the only one. Ice Cube had supported Donald Trump. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't let the black folks know. You know, those colored people, they'll start burning stuff down. Yeah, Ice Cube knew. And then you get Kanye, who says, well, Barack Obama never had me visit. He's out hanging out with Beyonce and Jay-Z. He had no use for Kim and Kanye. Kim-Ye is what they call. Had no use for him. Trump said, come on in, man. I'll talk to you. I'll rap to you. So he did. Then along came Farrakhan. A man called Louie. King Calypso Louie says, you know what? Donald Trump may not, who cares, by accident or whatever, he may very well be good for us. Oh, by the way, the black dude, he wasn't. He didn't say it outright, but that's what he might as well have said. We played that clip. Do I need to play that clip? Farrakhan saying, man, Donald Trump is dismantling all the systems. By the way, the institutional systems that have kept black people from succeeding. And you know what he said? The Justice Department. That's government. The very same people who clamor for big government are complaining that big government wants something back. They want a piece of your hide. So Farrakhan says, big government. He says, or in this case, the DOJ, which he says gives them no justice, gives black people no justice. I'm talking about them being black leftists. I'm not talking about me, black rightist or black pragmatist. He says we get no justice. Then he says the media. He's destroying the media, calling them fake news. And Farrakhan says, what do? They lie about us. And they do. You know how the media lies about us? I'm talking about black folks. They don't want to tell you what we do. It's politically correct to say, who cares, whatever, whatever. And then what about entertainment? They lie about black people. They don't let you know. Black people, man, they have day-to-day lives. Kids playing baseball, softball, sports, homework, etc. You know what they tell you all the time? They talk about the thugs. Or they talk about the entertainers. And when they highlight an entertainer, they give you LeBron James or Stephen Curry. We don't want to go to the White House because, you know, it's a racist in the White House. Racist, racist, racist. And Farrakhan, he didn't say it, but he knows who the real racists are. He ain't going to go out on that flimsy fruit-filled limb and have a snack. Now we got Sean Diddy Combs. He said it before. He warned black people. He says, look, I'm not going to tell you not to vote Democrat, but I will tell you this. He says, just vote. Don't automatically give your vote to the Democrats. Chance the Rapper said it right after Kanye. And one of the reasons why I knew Hillary Clinton was not going to be the president of the United States is because of something that it used to be P. Diddy, he's now Diddy. Sean Diddy said. He said Hillary Clinton had to prove herself before she gets the black vote. And he went on to say this, blacks got shortchanged by President Obama. And this is a quote. My number one thing, though, to be honest, is black people. I feel like we put Obama in the White House. When I look back, I just wanted more done for my people because that's the name of the game. This is politics. You put somebody in office, you get in return the things that you care about for your communities. I think we got a little bit shortchanged. Oh, really? A little bit? No, you Negroes got big time shortchanged. Then he goes on, that's not knocking the president. He's done an excellent job, you know, but I think it's time to turn up the heat because the black vote's going to decide who the next president of the United States is. And you know what, Diddy? They sure did. Did he ever? Did he ever? Did black folks do it? Look, there are many black people that will not admit that they voted for Donald Trump. And here's the real rub. Here's something you people, yeah, you people, you heard me use it. You people need to understand. It's going to get worse. I'm talking about for the Democrats. More black people are going to say, you know what, we've seen it. We've seen enough. Now, let me tell you what Diddy did. This was when what I'm talking about him saying he said this in September of 2016. Did you hear about this? Did the media inform you that this man made this comment before the Kanye effect, before Chance the Rapper? He made this comment before Farrakhan. And look, he softened the language. He knew exactly what was going on. Don't let Diddy fool you. Diddy knew Barack Obama hadn't done Diddy squat or diddly squat. Now, here's what I like about this dude. He opened a charter school in Harlem, and he's not leaving it to chance. He's not buying Clinton's, you know, the whole narrative of what Hillary was selling. And another thing he didn't buy that she was a foregone conclusion. You know, Clinton had gone to black churches talking about gun violence and police shootings. And the people in these neighborhoods, whether they tell you this or not, they know what time it is. That's what we say. We know we got you clocked. We know exactly what you're doing. It had nothing to do with white folks. Now, Diddy was a big-time Obama supporter, donated money to Clinton's Senate race, and now, at that time, he was saying, we need more for our money. The heat has to be turned up so much that as a community, we got to hold our vote. That's what he said. Don't pacify yourself. Really revolutionize the game. Make them come for our vote. It's a whole different strategy, but I think we need to hold our vote because I don't believe any of them. What he was saying, without saying it, is he didn't believe Barack Obama. That was a sign that we got in 2016 that the media didn't want you to know about.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I need some spy music. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love the smell of burnt progressives in the morning. Woo! It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We fricassee them, we fry them, we deep fry them, we rotisserie them, however you want them. Progressives are served every single day on this radio show, twice on Sundays, brunch, and early afternoon soiree. We love torching crazy people. And the unfortunate thing is most of the crazy people that I know, when I am witnessing, when I'm observing what's going on, are the nutcases known as progressives. President Trump promised winning, and he delivers on that promise every single day. It does not matter what policy you're talking about. Trump crushes, or you can say he pumps them. He crushes leftists, foreign, and particularly domestic. And you gotta love seeing it. I'm enthralled with how Trump takes care of these leftists. I'm sure that when the left started making fun of Donald Trump being orange, you remember that? They were like his tan, and they would show pictures. Look, and he did. I mean, his tan, you know, you could see where he did close his eyes and then they put on the makeup. And he looked strange, but who cares? That's getting petty. I knew it would backfire. Let me tell you something. Trump is Agent Orange. I'm not kidding. I look at Donald Trump, and I was thinking back on that, you know, on that thing when they were trying to, you know, oh, he's all orangey, and then he wins. And I'm thinking, boy, did he drop a bomb. He didn't just drop a bomb. He dropped a chemical bomb. That sucker is Agent Orange. And when Agent Orange deploys, the left lie in puddles of destruction. Doesn't matter what it is. Now, I will tell you, in evaluating Trump as Agent Orange, I want you to look at immigration as an example. Candidate Trump began his campaign, one of the first things, targeting illegals, particularly the worst kinds of illegals. He targeted drug dealers, human traffickers, etc. And he says, we got to get rid of these people. We got to stop them from coming over, yada, yada, yada. Trump sprayed his chemical all over D.C., and he coated leftists. Now, they emerged from their jungle bunkers to breathe in the toxic, at least it's toxic to leftists, these toxic chemicals, and it began to burn their lungs and their skin. They were like, what's going on, man? And the left fought back. They claim that Trump called all Mexicans gang members, that he impugned all Mexicans as drug traffickers and human traffickers and so on. Trump persisted. He didn't give up. He spread his chemical. And the outcome is that Trump wins and America wins. Leftism loses big time. And there are plenty of other examples, and I'll use tax reform as the next one. Trump got this plan passed, and the results weren't felt years later. The results were felt immediately. And while Democrats had promised Armageddon, Trump delivered utopia. Now, is it perfect? Of course not, but you get my meaning, right? Donald Trump made these people believe in what the tax cut would deliver, and I'll be a son of a gun if it didn't do it. You guys have heard me on this show talk about it. March was the first trade surplus we had. I believe February was the first time the Treasury had been positive in cash flow in a long time. No, maybe it was March. I don't know. But you get my point. Things are looking good. It's not more Armageddon. Companies gave out bonuses, and by the way, are still giving them out. I forget who it was. I think Costco. Costco just gave a big bonus to raise their minimum wage. Why? They're getting so much money back. Heard Charlie Kirk on the other day on Fox and Friends. He says Donald Trump is clearing for every 20, he only adds one piece of legislation when they clear. He said it would be 2-1. They're currently clearing 22-1. Nobody's ever done anything close to this in history. Not Reagan, not anybody. So Trump told the UN when he went, America is back in business. We want your factories. We want your distribution centers. We want your, you know, whatever. We want it all. And we're willing to work with you to make yourself better so we can, you can buy our products and we'll buy your products and everybody will be happy. But companies got, you know, money back, gave out bonuses, gave out pay raises. Now their people are more, what's the word I'm looking for? They're gung-ho about going to work. Unemployment at record lows. particularly in the black community, in the Hispanic community, and with women, these supposedly marginalized groups. On the international front, Trump declared America is no longer going to be the whipping boy in trade. And I know, look, they're all running around, it's going to be Armageddon. Donald Trump, man, what's he going to do? Oh, my gosh. And Donald Trump's going, "What? How are we going to lose in trade? The only way we lose in trade is if the country we're trading with has a surplus on us. That's it. So we're not losing in trade." And these people didn't give a, they didn't care about trade. How much money Barack Obama was losing, didn't care about whether he won it or lost it, and told us was the new norm. And these people did not care a lick. But the minute Donald Trump says, "I think I can save us millions of dollars," what? He's going to save millions of dollars. That's not going to look good on our resumes. Yep. Not going to be held accountable, folks, in America for globalist concepts around climate change and the other leftist nonsense. America pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord as well as most of its trade deals. Trump recently reinforced his ideas around tariffs on steel and aluminum. Mexico, Canada, and some EU companies have vowed to get back at the U.S. for Trump's actions. But again, I'd like to know how they're going to do this. How can you get back at us? So let me save you some suspense. You know, because Mexico, Canada, and the EU, they have no clout. I look forward to the public sodomy for all who dare to buck Trump on trade. How do countries who feasted on the carcass of America for decades believe they're going to punish us? When you run a deficit with America, threats don't work. America's biggest trading partner tried and failed. America has more bullets than all the other countries combined. Yeah. One would think that global elitists learned their lesson with NATO and the United Nations, because Trump wasn't playing when he said to the NATO, "You're going to foot your own bill." He said to the United Nations, "I'm cutting your budget because you're ineffective and you're wasteful." And he did both of those things. He shored up NATO, forcing our so-called partners, "Pay your bills." He threatened to leave it. He called NATO ineffective. He loves using that word, but he's right. NATO is ineffective. Most European deadbeats were relying on the U.S. to protect them. And Trump had had enough. And he did the same thing to the U.N. Only with this useless organization, he cut their funds, put his money where his mouth was. And here's what Fox News reported, calling it a big step in the right direction. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, announced a historic reduction in the U.N. biennial operating budget. Haley said the plan calls for $285 million cut for the 2018-19 fiscal year. The inefficiencies and overspending of the U.N. are well known. We will no longer let the generosity of the American people be taken advantage of or remain unchecked. Now, she added, this historic reduction in spending, in addition to many moves, other moves toward a more efficient and accountable UN, is a big step in the right direction. That was long overdue. But it's not like we didn't warn the UN, because all these countries that came through, we told them, look, you can't continue to treat us like redheaded stepchildren without ramifications and repercussions. China, at this stage, can only hope to save face with trade. That's Trump's call. That's not Xi's call. Trudeau of Canada lamented that Trump isn't treating him like a good partner. But he isn't a good partner. And what we decide is about national security, which our production of metal is about that, is not Trudeau's business. President Trump will crop dust anybody with Agent Orange. But unlike the chemical spray made famous in the Vietnam conflict, this version of Agent Orange can be life-changing in a good way. So to that, I tell people, embrace the orange. Act like you're a Zephyrhizen. Was it a Hefeweizen? That's what it is.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.